Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Welcome to Share Talk. Today we have Jerry Plant, who is Director of Investors. Jerry joins us having been working with the Chairman's Network, and today we're going to learn a bit more about what investors do. So, hi Jerry.
Hi John.
So, first of all, can you just give us a brief background about yourself?
Yeah, sure. My background is I was in the Navy till about 4 years ago. I was an aircraft engineer and did a lot of work operationally for the first half of my career, and then came up into the MOD. When I left, I had a lot of project and program management skills, and so I started working with a firm that was building schools and colleges for a local authority. And then about 18 months ago, I was having a conversation with my friend Oliver Woolley, who's one of the founders of Investors. He told me about their new white label funding platform, said that they were looking for someone to help them roll it out. And so I said, I'd love to come on board. So that's what I've been doing for the last 18 months.
Yeah, and so Investors isn't just sort of one business, is it? Do you want to just give us an overview as to what Investors actually does?
Yeah, sure. Investors started in 2004. Four friends who were all entrepreneurs in their own right. They had all done okay in their own companies, and then they'd also tried investing in other early stage companies without a huge amount of success, and thought there must be a better way of doing it. So they thought that with their experience of being entrepreneurs themselves and having tried investing themselves, they should be able to identify those companies that were more likely to succeed. And so they all decided to bring some friends to the party, brought 10 friends each, and said, well, we will find the companies, and our high net worth friends can invest in them if they're interested. So that was the birth of Investors. And then over the years, it grew bigger and bigger and bigger through recommendations, friends and friends of friends joining. And then back in about 2014, the company had grown to such a size that they found that they couldn't manage it easily offline anymore, sending out NDAs and getting in investment packs and making sure that all potential investors were getting the same sort of information and the right sort of risk warnings, all that sort of stuff, which just became very onerous. So they decided they wanted to move online. And they looked for something that they could buy off the shelf. Just found there wasn't a platform out there that was doing everything that they wanted to do. And so they thought that they would build one themselves. And it took them rather longer than they'd anticipated, and cost them rather more. But by 2015, they had a fully functional, up-and-running platform, which was a suite of investment management and client management tools. It enabled them to introduce early-stage companies to high net worth and sophisticated investors who are interested in investing, and do it all within a regulated environment, because Investors are a regulated entity by the FCA, and everything that happens within the platform was taking place in that regulated environment. So they had their platform now that was up and running, and then one or two of their investors said to them back in 2015, well, we've got our own group of investors that we'd like to offer our own deal flow to. Could we use your platform? Could we use your regulatory cover to manage that deal flow? And the answer was yes. And out of those conversations grew the idea of the white label platform. And then Investree was launched as a white label platform using exactly the same back end as Investors are using, but with a white label front end, which means that it can be customized very easily by companies to put up their own logos and their own graphics and their own wording and that sort of thing. But then it means that any deals that are offered on that platform to their investors are offered within a regulated environment. And then investors can actually sign the deals off on their behalf. So if the individuals aren't regulated themselves, Investors can then take the regulatory risk on their behalf. And that's broadly how it works.
So you've got your website says, well, the Investree website says you've got 60 licensees. Are they all UK-based?
The majority are UK-based. We have an office franchise out in Dubai. We have an active office over in the Channel Islands, which, of course, is UK-based, but operates under slightly different arrangements than the rest of the UK. But, yeah, at the moment, we're predominantly UK-based. based. We're having conversations at the moment with various overseas jurisdictions. We've got a company very interested in us in China. We're doing a lot of work with China at the moment, and also having some fairly advanced conversations in India and Pakistan. But yeah, the majority of our activity at the moment is UK based. The platform itself could be used abroad, but our regulatory cover only covers us for operation in the UK.
So you've closed over £100 million worth of funding rounds. How long has that taken the company to do that?
Well, the £100 million has taken since 2004, so that's all of the funds that investors have closed since 2004. Our average deal size is just shy of £500,000, and our average investment per investor by an investor is about £40,000, and we engage with about four companies a month. We take them on as corporate finance clients as investors, and then industry, each of the licensees have their own arrangements with their own companies.
Yeah. And I mean, in terms of new companies, how do you find these companies? So how do you find that they come to you?
Well, we've been around in this market for quite a long time. So 2004 is ancient history in the crowdfunding world.
Yeah.
So we do have a fairly well-established presence. We were involved in the UK Business Angels Association for a number of years. Oliver Woolley, the CEO, was on the board. Oliver's on the board of the UK Crowdfunding Association. So we have a reasonable presence in the market. So we will get about, 100 emails a month that say, we've got a great idea for a business and we'd like to raise £1 million. And then we'll say to all of those individuals, well, thanks for your interest. Please go and register on the platform.
Yeah.
They can then go to our platform looking to raise finance, put in all their details. They can upload their decks. They can upload videos. They can put whatever information they want there. And then based on the information they give us, we're able then to identify probably the 15 or so that actually we think might be of interest to our investors.
Yeah.
So we then will invite those 15 in. We'll speak to them. We'll give them a briefing on the environment. We'll talk to them about the risks and the benefits of operating in the crowdfunding world, the networking funding world, as we like to think of it. And then out of those 15, we'll probably engage with four and take them on as clients. So it's quite a big funnel to get down to the companies we actually work with.
And this magic word I keep hearing a lot in crowdfunding these days, EIS. I guess it's not a word, is it? It's an acronym. Do you want to, for the benefit of those who may not have invested in anything that has EIS benefits, do you want to give us a summary of what EIS is, please?
Right. I'm not a tax expert, but basically the Enterprise Investment Scheme is a way that the government has of encouraging private investors to invest in early stage companies. And effectively, the EIS scheme and the SEIS scheme, which is the Seed Enterprise Investment Scheme, enables an individual to invest in an eligible company and the company make sure that it is eligible and has a number of certificates that it can then offer to the investor to show that it is eligible. And the investor will then get an upfront tax relief benefit on any investment they make. So under the Enterprise Investment Scheme, for every £100 they invest, they will get £30 back as tax relief, provided they've earned that amount of money in the tax year. And then if and when the company succeeds, any profits that the company makes, provided the individual has held the shares for 3 years at least, they can then take those profits without paying capital gains tax. And should the company go bust, because it's a high-risk area and some of these companies do go bust, then any losses that the individual makes, they can then claim back, or rather they can offset those losses against their tax. So it means they get tax relief up front and potential tax relief on any losses they make.
Yeah.
That's the Enterprise Investment Scheme. So that's EIS, which I think is 30% up front, and I think the Seed Investment Scheme, Enterprise Investment Scheme is 50% tax relief up front.
Yeah.
That's the very early stage.
So almost almost what some of us may say in the pub as a no-brainer.
Well,
obviously at your own risk. Of course, at your own risk.
The nature of these businesses is, there was some work that was done back in 2009 by an organisation whose name is Onesta, and I can't remember what Nesta stands for, but basically it was an independent organisation that looked at this class of investments. And at the stage, they reckoned that about 50-odd percent, I think it was 52% of companies that early stage companies will go bust, basically. So there's half of your statistically, that's half of your investments that will disappear. And about 9%, they said, would do very well. And by doing very well, they reckoned they would get a 10 times return or better. So anybody who invests in this class of investment, and as I said, I'm not a financial advisor, but you would be well advised to spread your investments across a lot of companies. That way you've got a good chance of perhaps getting a few of the high flyers to offset the ones which will inevitably not make it. Now, what investors hope they do is help people perhaps avoid some of the 50% who are going to fail and maybe get a few more of the ones that are going to soar. But there will always be a risk to this because companies you're investing in don't have any history.
Yeah. I mean, I can actually answer your little question there about Nesta, what it stands for, because it's a former client of mine actually. So Nesta was the National Endowment for Science, Technology and the Arts, as set up by the government and funded by a national lottery, but it is now just called Nesta, so they've dropped the actual longer title and it's no longer an endowment and it's now a registered charity. So yeah, that's a brief bit of information for me.
So I no longer have to be ashamed at not knowing what it stood for because it now stands for what it says.
Exactly. So moving forward then for investors, you've obviously got a relationship with Chairman's Network. What do you do with Chairman's Network?
Well, the Chairman's Network, run by Caroline Hayward, is a huge extended network of chairmen and C-suite individuals who have broad interest across a wealth of business areas. And Caroline felt that a lot of her chairmen were looking for non-executive positions or potential chairmanships, and also might be interested in investing in companies who they could then help, either by becoming NEDs or perhaps by helping with their by making available their contacts and making introductions. So the idea was that she would introduce the idea of some of the companies we were offering for investment, and then her network could decide whether they might be interested or not. So effectively, we're making the investors' investments available, the companies looking to raise finance, and we share them with Caroline, and some of our other licensees can share their potential investments with them, with Caroline's network as well. And any of her network who are interested then can come along, meet the companies, hear what they've got to offer, and if they're interested then they can invest, and if there's a good fit between them and the companies, then there are opportunities for them to offer some of their expertise. And I mentioned earlier on when we were speaking that we see ourselves as a network funding organisation rather than a crowdfunding organisation. And by that we mean that the crowd is large. But as it suggests, it's perhaps non-selected. Whereas we think that there's a lot of potential for networks, groups of like-minded people getting together. And they might be like-minded because they're from the same geographical region, or they're interested in the same sector, or they're perhaps part of the alumni of the same university. And that way, these individuals are investing alongside people who are like-minded, which might give them more security in sort of companies that they're getting involved with. And also companies who are interested in a particular sector or a particular area can then go and talk to investors who are more likely to be more likely to be interested in their particular company. So the investors get to invest in companies who are going to be congruent with what they're interested in, and companies are going to talk to groups of investors who are more likely to invest. So they're not spending too much time talking to people who perhaps end up not chiming with what they're trying to do.
Yeah, so I mean, you've got an event this week in London. What's the? Yeah. I mean, obviously, you've probably just given me the answer, but I'll ask you anyway. What's the general theme of this event, and what are you hoping for the delegates to get out of it?
Yeah, well, we've got two events actually. We've got one that we're doing specifically for the Chinese network, and that's what we call Learning to Fly. And so, I mentioned that when we have a company coming to us looking to raise finance, we will sit the company down, we will give them a briefing, we'll talk to them about the investing environment, we'll talk to them about what investors are looking for in terms of valuation and independent boards and exit strategy. Well, this event we're doing for the Chairman's Network is looking at it from the other perspective, from the investor's perspective. So these are all potentially new investors to this class of investment. So we talk to them about what they should be looking at from an investor's perspective. Hmm. So that they should be asking companies, do they have independent boards? They should be asking companies about what is their exit strategy, because if they don't mention it, perhaps they don't have one.
Yeah.
And investors aren't looking just to invest in these companies out of the goodness of their heart. They want to know that in 5 years' time or so, these companies are going to either sell to other companies or they're going to have some sort of flotation event, which then means the investor can realize their investments. So we're basically helping to educate the new investors this field, and this Learning to Fly event that we're carrying out for the Chairman's Network tomorrow is always all part of this exercise. So Caroline's identified some of her network who are potentially interested in investing, and we'll talk to them for an hour or so and explain to them what the early stage high growth investment scene is all about.
Okay, Jerry, well, it's been very interesting to talk to you today. Have you got anything else you'd like to add about investors or investry?
I think just that if anybody is interested in investing in early stage companies, then please do get in touch with investors. And if anybody is interested in having a platform, regulated platform, which enables them to match their own investors network with companies looking to raise finance, then again, let us know and we can have a conversation about industry. But we're here to try and help improve the investment environment, and if we can have discussions with people that improve the general knowledge of what's going on in this area, then it's got to be all to the good.
And how can people get in touch with you, Jerry? Do they just go onto your website?
Just go onto the investors website if they're looking to invest or raise finance, or go to the nvestry.com website if they're interested in the white label platform.
Okay, thank you very much. So that is Jerry Plant, and Jerry is a director of Investors. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, John.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.